In the name of Jesus, amen. Fellow members in the body of Christ, what a miracle it is that you and I believe. Sin has so stained the hearts of men that they have no power to recognize Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And yet our God has touched the helpless one with the greatness of his Son Jesus, and his miracle has occurred, the blind see. You and I, with the eyes of faith, see Jesus Christ, and we see him in his greatness. From the reading from St. Luke, we have testimony to the greatness of Jesus Christ. We hear him declaring that he is the Messiah. We see his demonstration of authority and teaching ability. He exercises power and might among his people. Luke, at the beginning of his gospel, has written, "This is written so that you will be sure what you heard is true." The Holy Spirit guides the pen of Luke, so the material that is assembled here has power and might and persuasion. These words from the pen of Luke. Jesus said, "Today, while you're listening, what is written here has come true." On many occasions, the Jewish people and their leaders demonstrated that they understood what Jesus was saying. John in his gospel records, "Then the Jews were all the more eager to kill him because he was calling God his own father, making himself equal to God." Under Jewish law, a blasphemer was to be put to death. The people hearing the words of Jesus on this day understood what he was declaring, but they rejected him. Instead of believing his testimony, they turned against him. They became furious. They got up, pushed him out of the town, took him to a brow of the hill on which their town was built to hurl him down the cliff. Throughout the pages of the New Testament, this testimony comes again and again. Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. In the Christmas season, we heard the angels declare, "Unto you is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord in David's town." These words of Jesus that he is the Savior come forth to you and me today. The words of the Bible are speaking to us with the same might and power as Jesus declared them at the beginning. A number of weeks ago, as I was door-to-door witnessing, I met a pastor's son, a man about the age of 35, who in talking to me said, "Oh yes, Jesus was a great philosopher, perhaps not the greatest, but certainly among the greatest. And the things that Jesus said were certainly helpful and true, and if people would live according to them, there would be more peace in this world." This young man said, "I like what Jesus said, but I can't accept all those things that church has added about him, saying he did miracles and he was virgin born and stuff like that." The testimony of Jesus had come to him, but the blindness of unbelief still enslaved him. By God's grace, you and I have heard the testimony of Jesus. It has awakened faith within us, and we see with the eyes of faith. God's miracle, through the testimony of Jesus, has made us the children of God. Jesus, in his speaking in our text today, proclaimed the grace of God to the people of God. The people were amazed at his teaching and authority. The people of his hometown were objecting because their hometown boy Jesus was not doing miracles in their midst, and they felt they had a right to having miracles in their midst as he was doing elsewhere. And to them, Jesus had pointed out, Elijah wasn't sent to anyone except the widow at Zarephath in the territory of Sidon. And his second example was, and no one except Naaman from Syria was made clean of leprosy by Elisha. No one has a right to the miracles of God. God conducts them where he will, and he extends his grace to the children of men. If the people of Nazareth, if Israel would not receive God's grace upon them, the grace of God would be reaching out, and there would be people to whom this grace of God would come and faith would arise. year after year, too large a number in every Christian congregation turn away from the testimony about Jesus, reject its message that has come to their hearts. And yet in those very same congregations, the gospel is reaching out and touching the hearts of men and adding others into the body of Christ. What a miracle that God's testimony in Christ is winning the hearts of men. We find the greatness of Jesus set forth by this action of Jesus in our text. As the mob was seeking to hurl Jesus over the cliff, he walked right through them and went away. Many people were opposed to one person on this day, and this one person, Jesus, overcomes them all. Here they had been successful in pushing Jesus out of the synagogue, pushing him out of the town, pushing him all the way to the brow of the hill, and suddenly their victim was no more. They were helpless, and Jesus was gone from their grasp. How can we imagine this great event having taken place? Was it like in the Garden of Eden when they were to arrest him and Jesus said, "I am he," and they fell to the ground helpless until he permitted them to stand again? Was he there one moment in their grasp as they were pushing him toward the cliff, and the next moment they couldn't find him because he was outside the city walking away from them? However this miracle occurred, it demonstrates the greatness of Jesus Christ, his Godhood, his mighty power among the children of men. We wonder how many people from Jesus' neighborhood, having seen the events of this day and the teaching of Jesus, reflected upon what they heard and later on came to believe in him. The greatness of Jesus as he demonstrated in their midst is recorded in our text. Their reaction to the word is not made known to us. You and I have the display of Jesus' greatness in the words of the Bible. Copies of this book are everywhere available in our country of America. Copies of this book are reaching out to the ends of the earth, sharing the testimony of the greatness of Jesus Christ. Lips are speaking of the greatness of Jesus Christ. Christian parents speak to their children of the greatness of Christ. Christian teachers speak to their students of the greatness of Christ. One Christian speaks to another. Many speak to their neighbors. And the testimony about Jesus is going everywhere. Through that testimony, God is accomplishing his miracles among us. He has given to you and to me hearts that declare, "We have deserved the wrath and the judgment of God." And we rejoice greatly in his mercy and grace, knowing our sins are put away as far as the east is from the west. We stand with Luke, the writer of our text, in awe and wonder at the greatness of Jesus, our Savior. We say with the words of the angels at Bethlehem, "Unto us has been born the Savior, who is Christ the Lord." A great joy has come to us and to every member of the body of Christ. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among people who have his goodwill. Amen.